This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Valparaiso-based HealthLink is using a $2 million grant from the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration to launch what it's calling a first-of-its-kind behavioral health residency program. The federally qualified health center says the program is open to graduates with a clinical master's degree in social work, psychology, or counseling. CEO Melissa Mitchell said the state was looking for innovative ways to fill the pipeline of behavioral health professionals and reduce barriers to clinical licensure.
Indiana has quite an extensive requirement in terms of converting someone from a master social work to a licensed clinical social work position. And so what we are seeing in some cases is that people who had gotten that master's level never could make it to the next level because it's so many hours of clinical training that they have at that point. So what we did is we put together a program that helps those people get from that master's level to a licensed clinical social worker.
The first cohort of 8 residents will begin in June and last between 24 to 30 months ahead of taking the clinical licensure exam. Indianapolis-based Cunningham Restaurant Group is planning to open a farm-to-table restaurant at Purdue University's Discovery Park District, the university announced Wednesday. The restaurant will occupy part of a nearly 11,000-square-foot barn that is being revitalized as a future community hub that will also include retail and event space. The facility will be constructed using a century-old barn that is being donated by Sunny Beck, CEO of Beck's Hybrids, headquartered in Atlanta, Indiana. The university said the project will maintain the character of the barn while providing the modern structure and amenities needed for a hospitality space. Financial details of the investment in the new facility was not immediately disclosed. Destination marketing organization Visit South Bend Mishawaka, in partnership with the St. Joseph County Board of Managers for Hotel Motel Tax, is working on a 10-year strategic tourism master plan for the county. The plan will help guide investment opportunities in the region, attracting new visitors and highlighting areas for improvement, the organization says. Executive Director Jeff Jarnecki.
We were able to book more than 43,000 room nights as part of our work and 91 events, with about an economic impact of about $27 million this past year. So those parts that we can control are incredibly strong. But by and large, we feel like we're in a really strong position and are seeing that continued growth.
In February, the group engaged in candid discussions with hoteliers, restaurateurs, elected officials, and staff from South Bend, Mishawaka, Walkerton, Osceola, North Liberty, and New Carlisle. Jarnecki said the process will culminate in a final report scheduled to drop in July, detailing the future of the county's tourism operations. The effort comes as the region prepares for more tourism growth this year with the addition of several new attractions. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the 3rd annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
After a Tuesday court hearing, a Marion County judge is weighing whether the Indiana Election Commission's decision to deny U.S. Senate hopeful John Rust from accessing Indiana's GOP primary ballot should be upheld. Rust's petition for judicial review was filed in Marion County Superior Court late last month, one day after the commission voted unanimously to block his Republican candidacy. The basis for the state panel's decision was an Indiana party affiliation law that prohibits candidates from running whose last two primary votes don't match the party they wish to represent. Ball State University is extending its enrollment confirmation deadline in response to significant disruptions and delays with the free application for student aid, the university announced Tuesday. The Muncie University's deadline was pushed from May 1st to June 1st. Ball State joins Purdue University, which punted its deadline to mid-May following the postponement of institutions receiving FAFSA information, which informs students' aid packages. The House on Wednesday passed a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell, as lawmakers acted on concerns that the company's current ownership structure is a national security threat. The bill, passed by a vote of 352 to 65, now goes to the Senate, where its prospects are unclear. TikTok, which has more than 150 million American users, is a wholly owned subsidiary of Chinese technology firm ByteDance Limited. The lawmakers contend that ByteDance is beholden to the Chinese government, which could demand access to the data of TikTok's consumers in the U.S. anytime it wants. The worry stems from a set of Chinese national security laws that compel organizations to assist with intelligence gathering. Thrive West Central this week announced it is awarding nearly $600,000 in local and state funding for six housing projects in the region. The Economic Development Organization for West Central Indiana said the funding, awarded through the Homes for the Future initiative, will leverage nearly $11.5 million in private investment. The funding will support 43 new housing units in Clay, Sullivan, and Vigo counties, as well as 13 units on five blighted properties in Terre Haute. It is the fourth round of funding awarded by the organization. The money comes from the American Rescue Plan Act allocation from Vigo County in the city of Terre Haute, as well as the state's Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative, also called READY. Dan Hassler, former Indiana Commerce Secretary and Eli Lilly and Company executive, is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.